we left off yesterday, the very beginning of the sugya, the bottom of Ham and Beis, that the Gemara raised the question about Shmuel's presentation of the Lashon Kedushin. Shmuel gave us a whole variety, a whole list of different ways, I mean, Mekadesh and Isha, either a Lashon Kedushin, Lashon Erisin, Lashon Ishas, etc. The problem was, in all the cases, Shmuel didn't mention the magic word Li. The question is that important? Is it not important? So the Gemara thought that maybe in the fact that Shmuel didn't mention it is because he holds you don't really need it. Why would you not need it? Because it's almost understood that the person's being Mekadosh and Isha, he's giving her a ring. That's what he meant. But you have to say it. Isn't there a din of Dibur? So the Gemara invoked the principle we find in Masechus Nedarim called the Yadayim, Yados. Just as in Ilchus Nedarim, Ilchus Naziros, etc., you can start off a Lashon and not quite complete it. The Torah finishes off what you have to say. It's yes, of course, the Yadayim works. The only problem the Gemara wasn't sure about is that whether this statement suffices for the criteria of Yadayim. Because in Uchus Yadayim, Shmuel himself was the one who taught us that it has to be a Yad Mechiach. It has to be a Yad that's so clear, so obvious from the context, what the person meant to complete. If there's a little bit of a lack of clarity as to what he meant, that's called the Yad She'en Mechiach. And Yadayim She'en Mechiach is Lo Havin Yadayim. How do we know that Shmuel holds Lo Havin Yadayim? From Uchus Naziris. Because Shmuel said, if a fellow says a hey, so hey, how does that what a hey means? Even though he really wants to be a nazir, he's telling us later that he meant to say naziros. Just the fact that he said the word a hey, unless it was a nazir standing there to give clarity in context, we're going to declare that is not a good yad because it's not mechiyah. So the Gemara asked if Shmuel because naziros holds, you need yad mechiyah, then kedushin also. So the Gemara says you're right. That you require yad mechiyah, and Shmuel really did say li, and the sugya comes to an end. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is that before we can even discuss whether a Yadayim She'en Mechichos is good, who said that the din of Yadayim altogether carries over? It seems like a Deva Pasha in Asugya that the din of Yadayim that have their roots in Uchus Nedarim and Naziros do carry over to Kedushin. We're just not sure what the parameters are, just how Mechichos something has to be. But to say that Yadayim apply in the first place, that seems to be obvious in the entire sugya. So although it's obvious in Maseches Kedushin, it's not so obvious in Maseches Nedarim. So let's take a look at the second of the Ma'amar Kavos, which really gives us the background to what we're discussing. So the Gemara begins in Nedarim Davavah Beis Bayrav Papa Yesh Yad the Kedushin Olo. Does the very institution of Yadayim even apply in Maseches Kedushin? Forget about whether it is a good yad, not a good yad, whether it is mechich or not. Is there even such a parish of yadayim or not? So Gemara wants to know, just give me an exact case. Hey chidam, what's the case? Ilema de'amal isha harebu kadeshesli. So the person says to Rachel, harebu kadeshesli. And then v'amal chavetar, he turns around to another woman, v'at nami. And he says, and you also. So Gemara thought, maybe those words, v'at nami, is like a shtel yad. Because he didn't say harebu kadeshesli to the second woman. He said something that we think we know what he means, and we can kind of finish it off. But if you hold that ein yadayim l'kedushin, then that won't be acceptable. So the Gemara says, "Nah, that's not even ashayla. How do kedushin atzman? That's mamash loshin kedushin. If I just said kedushin to one, and then I say to the other one, ditto, and you also, so that's not a yad. That's kedushin mamish. So Ella, we have to change the case a little bit. You go into amal leisha rebu kedushesli, but amal lechavet of at. So instead of saying at nami, you also." He says to Rachel, Harebu Kadeshli, he turns to Leah and he says, and you, three dots, and you what? So the Gemara says, oh, me Amrita, do we say, v'at nami amal olachavrta, that what the person means is, v'at nami, and therefore we have a right to declare that there's a yad, v'tafsi ba'kedushin lechavrta, and the kedushin will be tofes, olduma, v'at chazoy amal olachavrta, v'lo tafsi ba'kedushin lechavrta. That all the person meant to say was that you look, he just says, I'm a Kaddish Rachel, you over there, see what's going on. Maybe I'll marry you later, maybe yeah, maybe no. But right now, just the Lashon Ma'at is not clear. So it seems to be a very, very strange Gemara, just the way the presentation of the Gemara is. Because the Gemara starts out with a halachic discussion and then quickly gets into a Metzias discussion. The Gemara raised this Lomda Shashayla, Yesha the condition, or Einya the condition, which makes it sound like what the Gemara's real question is. Yad is a chiddush in Nedarim. Can we derive kedushin from Nedarim? Yeah, we don't know why we should or should not. But if we just read the first line of the Gemara, it sounds like it's a very lomdish shaila that has to be determined by halachic criteria. Should we derive it? Should we not derive it? So we would almost expect the Gemara to say, Is it a kavachayim? Is it a mamatzin? Is it a hekish? Is it a binyan av? We're expecting some halachic terminology. And then the Gemara goes off on a tangent and says, well, let's figure out what the fellow meant. Did he mean to be Makadosh or did he not mean to be Makadosh? So it sounds like there's a little bit of a disconnect between the beginning of the sukkah and the end of the sukkah. So the Rishonim explain what the Gemara means as follows. It's really fundamentally a halachic question. Does the parish of Yad, does the Chiddush HaTorah of Yad apply to Kedusha? Now, we don't know yet why it should or should not. We're about to find out in a moment. But it's clearly a halachic question the Gemara is posing. Yesha the Kedusha, away in Yad the Kedusha. But now the Gemara has to almost cover itself and say, well, if you hold that Ein Yad the Kedusha, if you hold that it's not going to work, so Lamaisa, how do we translate what the person said? At the end of the day, we have to do something with what he said. So we turn around and say, you know what? What he said is not as, it's not a real Lashon Kedushin. At the end of the day, just saying Va'at doesn't really mean anything. Va'at can only mean something if two things are true. Number one, we have to be certain that's what he meant. But more important, even if we're 1,000%, even if we can read his mind, if the Torah says you need a Dibur, and this is Nishkan Dibur, because your Yadayim don't work for Kedushin, so it doesn't matter what his intent is, we're going to have to throw it out the window. So at the end of the day, it really is a halachic issue. At the end of the day, if your dime work, then this will suffice. If your dime don't work, so then we have his statement kind of hanging in midair, and we say, well, we'll reinterpret his lashon to mean something. It can't mean kedushin, because kedushin is not going to work anyway. So at the end of the day, it's almost a little bit of a crossover between halacha and mitzvahs.
If you say your dime don't work, right? So does that mean he has to say exactly those words every time?
So he doesn't have to say literally like Rebbe Kudeshusli. The Gemara says he can say Rebbe Uresusli, he can say Reat Ishti, Reat Shali.
But that's it.
I mean, there's a lot of very. He can give a synonym for it. Okay, you can look at this thesaurus.
Cutting things out a lot, you know, because people always say things they don't mean, and you know.
Right. So you can look up in the thesaurus for any matching word for Kedushin. But it's got it has to be right. It has to be a complete sentence, a complete theme, a complete thought. So at the end of the day, the Gemara is not sure what the din is. Is there a din of Yadayim by Kedusha or not? So the Gemara jumps at Rav Papa and says, I mean, violated Rav Papa. Was Rav Papa really not sure? Rav Papa really thought that there's no Yadayim for Kedusha? The Gemara now cross-references Maseches Kedusha. The Gemara says, but wait a second. Back in Kedusha, Davhei, it was Rav Papa who jumped on Abaye, who said, Misa v'shmuel yadayim shebechidus havin yadayim. That was the first thought in our Gemara. First in the Ma'amar Kamos, that was Rav Papa speaking. So Rav Papa was the one who was pilpuling about whether Shmuel holds yadayim shebechidus havin yadayim. Mechlal the sphere later, Rav Papa, the yesh yad the kedushin. If Rav Papa in Maseches Kedushin is pilpuling about whether a specific yad is good because it's not mechiyach, the implication is that yadayim does work. We're talking the next stage. The Gemara is discussing the next issue. What is a yad? What's not a yad? But the premise of the entire discussion, Kedushin of Hay, is that Yadayim do work like Kedushin. So how could Rav Papa and Nedarim turn around and say, I'm not even sure Yadayim work altogether? So what says, you're right. That Rav Papa posed this question based on what Shmuel clearly held. Based on Rav Papa's reading of Shmuel, Shmuel accepted Yadayim. So Rav Papa's questioning Abaye, even Aniyach that you accept Yadayim, who says this is good because this is the Yad Shein HaMachiyach? You want to know my personal opinion, says Rav Papa. I'm not even sure that Yadayim work altogether. As I say, Maseches Nedarim and Davar, we're not even sure. So really, the Gemara here really puts the two sugyas together. So rather than viewing Maseches Kedushin in a vacuum and Maseches Nedarim in a vacuum, the Gemara connects the dots between the two. And the Gemara says the entire discussion in Kedushin is presupposing that Yadayim do work. There is a principle of Yadayim. Once we've established in Nedarim that there are Yadayim, then we can begin to pilpul what is a good Yad and what's not a good Yad. So when we learn as Sugya Maseches Kedushin, there are really two different issues in the Sugya. There's the basic halachic issue of, is there Yad altogether? Like maybe and maybe no. And then, in terms of that there is, what are the criteria of a Yad? Yad Mechiyach and a Yad, not a Yad Mechiyach.
I mean, in this case, though, it would almost be, the Gemara talks about Oskim Bosin. So when the person starts talking to marry this one girl, I mean, there's no greater Oskim Bosin Osinian than to say that he doesn't even have to say a word to the second girl to be Mekadosh.
Very good. So Israel wants to know, where do you draw the line that first, the fact that he was talking to somebody else, that is not necessarily Oskim Bosinian. Sugim B'Yosulinyan means I'm sitting with Rachel and we're talking about apartments. That's called a Sugim B'Yosulinyan. The fact that I'm talking to Leah about getting married, that's not necessarily a Sugim B'Yosulinyan vis-a-vis Rachel. Uh-huh. So it could be it's not going
to
help.
I mean, but you have to be saying that even if he says he does carry out with giving her a ring. He has to give. I mean, he's got to give her more.
He's got to give her a ring, but giving her a ring is not the end all. Giving her a ring could be a birthday present. It has to be a deep one.
This is what Israel really means to ask is,
wait a second, hold the phone. The Gemara is pilpling, is there a Yad for Gedushin? Not a Yad for Gedushin. The sugi of Yad is a sugi in Hukhas Dibur. It's a sugi that finds itself in Maseches Nedarim, Maseches Shavuos, Maseches Nazirus. Anytime we're talking about a halachic requirement of a Dibur, so we want to know what constitutes a Dibur in Halacha. So if not for the parsha, not for the Chiddush HaTorah, the Gzeiros Chos of Yad, I would have said, what do you mean what constitutes a Dibur? Whatever comes out of your mouth, those are the Dibur. And the Torah says, Levati B'Sfasayim. The Torah says, the Ned, the Shavu, and the Zeros require a Bita Sfasayim, require a Dibur. So then if it didn't come out of your mouth, it's not a Dibur. Elawat, the Torah has a Chiddush called Yadayim, that what didn't come out of your mouth, came out of your mouth, Hapi Alocha. But Israel really means that, I'm going to put these words into your mouth. This is the Yad, Israel started it. Now wait a second. By Kiddushin, why are we talking about Yadayim altogether? Forget about looking for a source of Yadayim. Does the principle of Yadayim make any sense in a Kiddushin? Because don't we see from the Halacha of Asukah B'Yosuinyan that you don't really need a Dibur? The role of Dibur, it's not like the Dorim where the Halacha requires a Dibur. Don't you see from Hilchos Asukah B'Yosuinyan that the whole role of Dibur is just to make sure we know what's going on, just to ascertain that everyone's on the same page? It's not a Halachic Dibur. So once you say that the words that are coming out of your mouth in Kiddushin are not so important, they're not Hilchos Dibur as a goal in and of itself. They're merely a way to be mevarer what the person's kavod is. So then what are you talking about Yadayim for? If we know what the guy means, if it's clear what the guy means, it's whether he said it, he didn't say it, he said a half-baked Lashon, why do we have to finish off his Dibur? Why do we have to come on to Gezeiros HaKasva, Halacha Mashusina called Yadayim? Machmatli, if the role of Dibur by Kiddushin is just for the purpose of B'mavai, what's going on? What's this whole sugya talking about in the first place? That's what you meant to say, right? Okay. So, Rebbe Ber quotes from Reb Chaim, what do you see from this Gemara? From the fact that the Gemara is pickling about Yadayim, you see, it's like a classic Rebbe Ber, Reb Chaim, Mahalach. I thought it would have been Faket. Zem Fadat, you see from here, that was not true. You see from here that there really is a Din Dibur by Kiddushin. That the Din Dibur by Kiddushin is not just a Bira Milsa. That a Sukkah B'Yosuinyan does not work because it's a Bira Milsa. A Sukkah B'Yosuinyan works because that's the Lashon Kiddushin. We spoke about this a couple of weeks and months ago. When we touched on it a little bit yesterday with the Rambam and the Torah also, that the role of Dibur by Kiddushin is more than just to be Mevar. The role of Dibur is Zahadin, Zahalocha, you require Dibur. And that's what Reb Chaim said. It's like that from Kiyikach. It's part of the Kiyikach process, that Kiyikach's Kiddushin requires a Maiset of Dibur. Once you elevate the din of Dibur to the point of a halachic statement, then Uchus Yadayim kicks in. Then we can begin to pilpul. Should we derive Yadayim, not derive Yadayim? We can run for a discussion.
Do you need, if you gave the woman a Shtar Kiddushin, would you need Dibur?
But then? That was Machlokes 2 days in Rashi. That's what we mentioned yesterday. That in Ochanami, then you probably wouldn't. Because the Rashi probably wouldn't need. Right. So yes, getting back to that story. So we have really two Gemaras that are now combining together. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. And they're talking about almost two different parts of the story. It means the Gemara Maseches Nedarim is talking about the basic elementary question, is there a Din of Yadayim by Kiddushin altogether? Whereas the Gemara in Kiddushin is assuming there already is a Din of Yadayim. Now how far do Yadayim go? Do they have to be Mechiach or not? But we have to get back to the elementary part, back to the base part of the sugya, is that why did the Gemara even think that there should be a Din of Yadayim? Our entire sugya is hinging upon the existence of Yadayim by Kiddushin. Why would you say that there is Yadayim? Yadayim is a Chiddush HaTorah by Nedarim. Mechiach HaTeis that should carry over to Kiddushin. So this is Tosis Kasha, the third of the Rambam Kamas. The Tosfos in Maseches Nedarim, the Vav Amud Beis, Yesh Yad HaKedushin, Kema. Mehecha Teisa Yad HaKedushin. Ask Tosfos on Rapapa, what are you pilpuling about? Should there be Yad, not be Yad? Why would one think there is? Falo ben Nedarim lo Yadin en Yad, element the Iskush Nedarim lo Naziris, Kedavin en Liel. What was the source for Yadayim altogether? We're talking about Yadayim for the last day and a half. What's the source for it? There's a Pasuk by Naziris that says, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir l'Hashem. Such a long lesson. Neder nozir lahazir. The Gemara says we have a tradition that the words nozir lahazir is coming to Rabbis. It's a double lashon, a kefal lashon. One of the things that nozir lahazir is coming to include is the principle of Yadayim. So So the entire institution of Yadayim was nischadish lana by Nazirus. And then the Gemara says, how do you know it applies to Nidarim? The first mission in Nidarim says, Kol Yadus Nidarim ki Nidarim. How do you know that? So the Gemara in the beginning of Nidarim says, it's derived from Nazirus, because it says, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazal Hashem, hukshu Nidarim l'Nazirus. That just as by Nazirus there's a parasha of Yadayim, so to by Nidarim there's a parasha of Yadayim as well. So Tosus asks the kasha, Nidarim l'Avav, he says, wait a second. We need Psukim to tell me that they're Yadayim. If not for Yadayim by Nazirus, without a Pasuk and a million years, I wouldn't have said it. If not for the Hekesh to the Dharm, I never would have said it. So where does Kedushin fit it? Where's the Hekesh? Where's the Pasuk? So Tosfos is not sure. Then, so Tosfos continues, Vim Kane, Amrin on Hechad the Goli Goli, Hechad the Lo Goli Lo Goli. So we should say, where the Torah is Megala to us that there's such a Din, it exists. And when the Torah is not Megala, there's no such Din. And then Tosfos makes the question even stronger. Tosfos is going to show you that the din of Yadayim is so limited in scope. It's so, because there's a cursive oriented, you have no right to compare it outside of where the Torah actually speaks about it. Tosfos is going to strengthen that argument. Oteida. Da besamuch ve'inyan de peya utzedacha. The Gemara has a shaila in Maseches Nedarim whether yesh yad lepeya. Peya. Person sets aside peya, and that's a fine. He sets aside peya. And then he has another field. He also sets aside payah, but when he sets aside payah for the Adim in the other field, he doesn't say, Harei ze payah, this is really bad. He gives some half-baked lashon that touches on an issue of a yad. And the Gemara wants to know, well, is that called the hafreshes payah? Once you separate it, once you designate it as payah, then it belongs to the Adim. Calls back, you didn't designate, you can change your mind. You can do the other quarter, do the other part. I don't have to give that much, I'll give a little bit less. So the Gemara has a whole pilpul about whether the lashon that the person used, does that suffice for pay or not? The Gemara says the shaila is yeshad lepeir ein yad lepeya. So the Gemara itself says the Maseches Nedarim. What's the shaila? Why would one say yeshad lepeya? So the Gemara says because peya is written in the parsha of Karbanos. There's peya and Karbanos. And then, later on in Parsha Kiseitze is the isra of Balta Acher that once a person sets aside, once a person designates a korban, a person takes a neder to bring a korban, he has to give it as soon as possible. And if he drays around for three regolim, so he's over the Yisrael Dereis of Balti Acher. So the Torah says, Ki Sidor Nedel Hashem Lekecha Los Acher L'Shalmo. Whenever you give a Nedel, you say you're going to bring a korban to the base of Mikdash, you're not allowed to delay Los Acher. So the Mazah Machlekes HaTanoim in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, how long is Los Acher? So we pass in Gimel Regolim. So the Torah says, Los Acher L'Shalmo, Ki Daro Shadaren Shana Shalakech Mechel Yab Chachay. And it says, "Butzos v'sechet ishmor v'asisa kasher nadayt l'shem l'kech l'davar shedibayt b'ficha." So the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says that phrase of "Butzos v'sechet ishmor v'asisa," the Gemara says that includes not just the darim, that includes other kinds of designations as well, and other kinds of declarations. The Gemara says it includes tzedakah, it includes a peyon, it includes other kinds of things. The Gemara says so many things are all derived from these psukim that are primarily talking about karbanos. So comes the Gemara Maseches Nedarim and says, since Peah is written in the Parsha of Karbanos, vis-a-vis Balti Acher, maybe we should say that the Chiddush of Yadayim, which was said in Hilchos Nedarim, and Karbanos is a type of a neder, so maybe Peah sneaks in as well. So again, this Hekesh has wings now. It started out in Hilchos Nedarim, but the Torah compares Nedarim to Nedarim. Maybe we can compare Peah to Nedarim. So the Gemara is not sure, is that stretching it a little bit? Back and forth. Then the Gemara has the same shaila about regular tzedakah. A person designates tzedakah, but he designates, so if a person, mamish, takes a neder to give tzedakah, so Gemara says, beficha means there's a chiyuv to give tzedakah. Once you take a neder, you're going to give tzedakah, you have to give the tzedakah. So the person didn't say exactly his giving. He didn't raise his hand by the appeal and say, I'm giving $1,000 to the shul. He said some half-baked lashon that at best was a yad. So the Gemara wants to know, is a yad included in the, is tzedakah included in the chiddush of yadus or not? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it is, because maybe it's compared to Nedarim, which are compared to Naziris. And the Gemara says, well, maybe it's not, and back and forth. So it comes Tosfos and says, the old Tehidon, the second line of the Tosfos, the middle of the line, the habesamuch be'inyan depeya utzedacha, la mesafka le'el mishum de'ish le'kabonos. The only reason why the Gemara even dreamt that there's a parsha of Yados by these things which are not really Naziris, these things are not really Nedarim, is because they have a certain characteristics, a very, very stretched characteristic, because they're in the same parasha vis-a-vis Balti Acher. But by Kedushin has nothing to do with Nedarim, nothing to do with Hekesh, nothing to do with anything. So Kedushin, which has not zero to do with Naziris and Nedarim, Why does the Rav Papa even dream that there's a din of Yadayim? So our entire sugi is about to collapse. Our sugi is dreaming about whether, I don't mean dreaming in a bad way, I mean what's tumbling about is Yadayim, she'edim achichas, yeah Yadayim, no Yadayim, back and forth, back and forth. Stop, wait, hold. Penalty marker down the plate. There's no Yadayim altogether. How could there be Yadayim? This is not hektish, this is not Nedarim, this is nothing. So Taisus comes up with a remarkable statement. It says, Taisus Nedarim, v'yesh leimar, the Kedusha Nami. Came to Asul Akliyama Kehekdesh, the Kach Mesafklan the Shem Yeshad the Kedush Kmo Hekdesh. Comes to us and says, this is like, I don't mean this at all, the priest is covered to the Hilig of Ali Toysis, but if one of my Tamidim would have said this Teretz on his own, I would have sent him to another Shia. I said, Toysis says that, you know what? We're right in our assumption that the only way under the sun you can have your Yadayim, it's got to be a Hekdesh Tikadin, it's got to be a Korbet Tikadin, it's got to be a Nadarim Tikadin, it's got to be a Naziris Tikadin. So Peya, the Gemara Shaila, maybe yeah, maybe no. Tzedakah, maybe yeah, maybe no. Kedushin, maybe yeah, maybe no. What's the maybe yeah? Why in the world would anybody say yeah? Because Kedushin has aspects of Hektish to it. Who told us that Kedushin has aspects of Hektish? The Gemara back in the Beis and the Beis. The Gemara says, why is it called Kedushin altogether? The Torah never ever uses the phrase Kedushin. It should be called Maseches Kinyan, Maseches Kicha. Why is it called Kedushin? Because the Gemara says that since when a person gets married, the woman gets married, she becomes Asura l'kuliyama kehektish. Since she becomes Asura kehektish, there's a din hektish in it. Tosus took the Gemara with the utmost seriousness. Tosus said that statement of Asura l'kuliyama kehektish is not a sermon for the rabbi under the chuppah. It's a din, it's a shir kloli from Maseches Kedushin, and it's that hektish dimension of Kedushin that enables the Gemara to even dream, we don't know whether it's sure yet, but at least dream that there's a parasha of Kedushin. And once we've ascertained there's a din of Yadayim because of the Asla Kuliyama Kehekdesh, then our sugya can begin. So everything is hinging upon that line, the Gemara of Asla Kuliyama Kehekdesh.
Asla Kehekdesh because it's Erva, not because of the Dibur.
Okay. So we have a word cut out for us. What in the world is that? So the first thing you see for this Taisus is something really amazing. That Gemara, that Asla Kuliyama Kehekdesh, back in the Beis and the Beis, not only did that strike us almost like a little bit like a drush, like a sermon rather than a halachic statement, but if you remember way back in the days, the Gemara said that the Lashon Asla Kuliyama Kehekdesh is what we call a Lishta Derabanan. The Gemara says there are two different Lashonis that Chazal used to describe marriage. One is a Lashon Kinyan, Isha Niknes, that's the first breath of Kedushin. Then the second breath of Kedushin is Ish Mekadesh. The Gemara raised the question in the days, how come sometimes we use a Lashon Kinyan and sometimes we use Lashon Kedushin? Are those two different things? What says here? Yeah. The Gemara says the Lashon Kinyan is the Deraisa Dika Lashon because the Torah speaks about Ki Yikach Ishisha and Kicha Kesva Sadakach Rimeni, Sadas Bekesav Yiknu. The Lashon of Kicha is a Lashon of Kinyan. So that's the Deraisa Dika description of getting married. And the Lashon of Kedushin is a Lishna Derabanan. It's a Lashon that the Chachamim made up. And why did the Chama make it up? Because of Asla Kuliyama Kehekdesh. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that Min HaTorah, that's not even a concept. Lashon Kedushin. Kedushin was made up by the Chacham. It's a nice description of Lamais, she's becoming an Ishes Ish. But in terms of, does it have any halachic teeth to it? It doesn't sound that way. So Tosfos clearly learned the Gemara not that way. Tosfos clearly learned the Gemara. And the Gemara said, Lishta Derabanan, but the Gemara meant is as follows. That the concept that Kedushin is a din hektish, it's a din d'araisa. And they're going to be nafkaminas, ladina, on a level of d'araisa based on that. One of the nafkaminas being the institution of Yadayim by Kedushin is hinging upon that d'araisa concept of hektish. So why does the Gemara say it's a lishta d'rabbanan? The Torah doesn't say to use it when you're Makash Anisha. The Torah says you can say a reyat lukuchasi, you can say a rat kinyan shali, you can use a lashon kinyan. The Torah itself never uses the words Kedushin. The most the Torah uses is a Lashon Kich, which is a Lashon Kinyan. Does the concept exist? Of course the concept exists. Just because the Torah doesn't describe marriage that way doesn't mean it doesn't exist in the Torah. It is a concept of the Araisa. When the Gemara says it's a Lishta de Rabbanan, that means it's the Rabbanan who made up the using of that Lashon. But it's a real concept in the Torah, and it has Nafka Minas de Araisa. So, just in case you think this Tosfos in the Dorm is like coming out of nowhere, there is a sugya in the fourth parak of Maseches Kedushin that is going to give even more strength to the Shittas of Tosfos. It's going to begin to put the sugya into perspective. So, the Gemara, the fourth of the Ma'amar Kormos in Kedushin, Zayin Amud Aleph, so he was the following: Amar Rava, Hiskachi Li L'Chetzi. The guy talking about not wanting to commit himself. He says, you know, I can handle half myself being married to you, but the other half I still want to remain single, still wants to be, remain a bachar. So he says, Rei at mekudesh lechetzi. So the Gemara says, mekudeshes. So that's good. What about chetzich mekudeshes li? What if he says the following? He says that I want half of you to be married to the full of me. So I'm willing to commit. You're not ready yet. Eina mekudeshes. That's no good. So the Gemara says, Rabbi, the Rav, Rabbi asked the Rav, what's going on? Why do we say that in the second case, when he formulates it in terms of half of the woman, that's no good? It's not on the radar screen. The Torah says, you can take a fraction of a woman. So the reason why ain't kedushin lechatzoin is because of a pasuk. So be consistent. If your math isn't going to work for half a woman, it shouldn't work for half a man either. So Amalei, now Rav responded, of course you can't be mekadesh half an isha, and of course you can't be mekudeshes to half a man. But in the case when he says half a woman, that's a meaningless statement. Why? Because what would the words mean even? A mekadesh half of you. And what's the other half to do? The other half's going to marry somebody else? That's ridiculous. So obviously, that's not a lashon kedushin. A man can have two wives. You let have two wives. So comes the Gemara and says, when the man says this strange lashon of you should be married to half of me, the hachik amalah, what he really means to say is I want to reserve the possibility to marry somebody else. So he didn't really mean that she's only married to, of course she's married to all of him, there's no such thing as a half a kedushin. All he meant was it was a very strange way of saying this, but what he meant to say was she shouldn't be upset, he plans on marrying somebody else. So when he says to her, I want to be a kaddish half of you, so we can't type that up. We can't translate. We can't put that into his words because she can't be married to two men. So it must be he's trying to marry half of her, which is a non-starter. Therefore, it's any mekudeshes. But when he says she's mekudeshes to half of him, so we can type up what he said in the following way. So comes the Gemara and says, wait a second. Why if you try to be mekadesh half a woman, does it not work? Amalei mazutu b'reid of Amar Ravina. Why don't we say as follows? V'nishtadu l'kiddusha b'kula. Even if the person said half, he only said half and he meant half, and we said, no good, it's a chatzi isha. Why? Why don't we say, let the kedushin bichal lechatzohin, bichal halfway, and then spread, and they should spread on their own and be nushat the bakula. They should spread throughout the woman, and the kedushin bichal throughout the woman. So to understand the Gemara's question, the Gemara strengthens this argument and says, I didn't make up this principle of nishta kedushin bakula. We have this principle of Nishta Mekudesh Bekula, and he's about to quote a braisa that talks about Omer Raglish Azu Ola. He's about to bring a raya from Hilchos Kachim, from the halachas of how do you makdish an animal to how you makdish an isha. That's quite a comparison. So we're about to sell for the Shema next year. We'll see what was Madru Zutra talking about. He's mixing and matching. He's learning Maseches Kedushin, then he's bringing a raya instead of Kachim. So Brisket Torah and Kachim and Maseches Kedushin, how can you compare the two? So there's an underlying comparison here. There's something going on behind the scenes. There's something to do with Kedushin and Kachim is a little bit more serious than we thought. You know, we saw our Taisus in Maseches Nedarim Davav and said, oh yeah, the reason why the Gemara is talking about Yadayim is because there's a Kachim dimension of Kedushin. And we thought, what? Kachim? The Gemara didn't really mean that. Now we have to stop our questions so fast. Now, wait a second. Maybe we have to ask more questions. But Mazutra is going to do the same thing. We're just going to be guilty of the same thing that we couldn't believe Tysus was doing. So hopefully, Mitzvah, the next year, we have to understand the Gemara condition of Zion a little bit better, understand what Mazutra wanted, understand what the rationale, what the lomdus of his question was, and then hopefully go back to Tysus Maseches Nedarim and begin to put together the pieces of this seemingly strange sugya, just how related to one another are Kedushin and Hilchos HaKadoshim. So hopefully, Mitzvah, on Friday, we'll see that. There's no shirt.
I sent an email about tonight, there's no shirt. Yeah.